Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Publish Magazine, and Broadcast, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to form immediate impact. And today I'm thrilled because with me I have Mark Douglas Lamford. Mark is a Harvard MBA turned corporate shaman, working with companies and their employees to enhance individual life-work balance and to introduce spirituality-based practices that improve productivity and profitability. In 2004, in full health and at the pinnacle of his career and life, Mark contracted a very serious penicillin-resistant infection from a routine procedure. After a dozen surgeries and 41 days of lying immobilized in a hospital bed, Mark experienced a life-changing encounter with what he can only describe as the spirit world. He communed with the spiritual presence that revealed to him that his life purpose is to help and heal others. From that epiphany, Mark developed the inspiration to integrate spiritual practices into what he knew, the corporate world. A self-taught corporate thriver, Mark has 20-plus years of experience working for startup ventures through Fortune 500 companies, both domestically and abroad. His personal passion is to find ways to improve upon established corporate policies and procedures that promote what he calls work sickness. His mission is to help reconnect people with their source energy in order to unlock passion, creativity, and personal genius in the place where they spend the majority of their work, their waking lives, at work. He's also written a fabulous new book. So, Mark, welcome. We're so thrilled to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Vicki. I really appreciate you having me on the show.
Now, I wanted to ask you, how did you come to this passion and purpose? Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So, as you explained in your introduction, I had a fairly profound experience in the hospital where I was in a lot of pain after 41 days and 12 surgeries, and the last surgery I had was 9 hours long, and my lungs filled up with water. And I wound up in the ICU, and I kind of had so much pain in my life at that point in time that I just kind of gave it up. I just gave up all the resistance. And when I did, this amazing thing happened where I could see across this veil between the material and spiritual worlds. And this experience allowed me to feel into this spiritual world and to really sense what it's all about. It was not a near-death experience, because I don't think I was dying, but it sure felt like it. But it was an experience that set me on a new direction. And when I communed with this presence, it basically gave me the reason and raison d'etre of my life, and to understand what I was supposed to do, and that was to go out and heal people and to bring them to this new spiritual awareness and bring this to the business world.
Wow, that is so, so powerful. I had an experience very similar to that myself, where I was totally healthy and then 2 hours later told that I may not make it just a few months ago. And it can be a really powerful avenue to connect, you know, with the other side and with the spiritual things in life, and also really rethink your purpose. So tell me a little bit about how that impacted your purpose, your sense of purpose.
Well, it was amazing, because when I was going through this, I would ask this presence whatever question came to mind, and I would immediately feel the answer. It wasn't like I was getting words or anything else. It was just, it came back to me in a feeling, in a sensation, and I was felt like I was floating, almost like a baby in a womb, and just feel this total love and total presence and just oneness. And so the question that had haunted me for a lot of my life, given that I grew up in a single parent family with no brothers and sisters, and my mom worked multiple jobs and worked super hard to support me, was my direction. Because, you know, when you have that full family and you have the mother and the father role models there, it kind of helps and supports you into developing what your passions are. But I didn't have that growing up. So the question that I asked that was the most important when I had this hospital experience was, why am I here? What is my purpose? And I know a lot of people have that same question, you know, when they get quiet in themselves. But the answer that came back was that we are in this age of spiritual revival, and you're starting to see it not only in churches and synagogues and mosques. You're seeing it out in television shows, and you know, in just daily interactions. And I want to bring that to the business world. I want to see a conscious corporation emerge, and where people are aware of the spiritual laws of the universe, of their personal genius and their creativity, and to connect with the source energy, which is, for all intents and purposes, God, and to bring that to the workplace and to create business entities that don't kill our resources and drain the earth and all of what we're all about to the point where we're on a destructive path. So my goal really is to work on an individual basis to get people aware and bring this awareness into their business life so that they can come together and start to change the traditional corporation so that it starts to move into a more spiritually aware corporation and take some actions towards actually unifying business and spirituality.
Wow, what a beautiful, wonderful, and needed concept. Never probably needed more than right now in these times. So tell me a little bit about the title for your new book and how you came up with that.
Yeah, the title is I Took All My Vacation Days and Still Earned a Promotion. And then the subtitle is Secrets for Thriving at Work, Creating Space for Personal Passions and Ushering Conscious Corporation. And really, I had many titles for this book before I got to this one. But this one, it just felt right because it was lighthearted. And, you know, I tried to keep the book lighthearted, but focused on a very serious topic, which is, you know, tapping your inner genius and your spirituality to have some really good life-work balance. And that title just kind of encompassed it all. It was like, you know, you can still have your time for your passions and still do super well at work and be recognized that and promoted. And then obviously, you know, to do that, it was finding the secrets on how you do that, how you create more time and space for yourself, and then how we could actually create these things that I call conscious corporations.
Wow, how fantastic. So what inspired you to express yourself through writing a book?
It's my inner genius. So, I mean, one of the things that I found was that I'm a very excellent organizer. I mean, that is my skill. And one of the things you can do with organization is organize words. And I've always had a love of writing. So I took it out on my inner genius and decided to go that way. And hopefully this expands more into a train-the-trainer role where I can actually help larger amounts of people to do this in a coaching type arrangement.
Fantastic. So you're really looking at the book as possibly turning into a program that you could then implement.
Yeah, that's the first step. So the first step was really to write this all down and to have, if you will, a body of work that I can, you know, take from and create different courses and different programs for it for both employees and HR personnel.
Fantastic. So what kind of impact do you hope that this will have to inspire others, particularly within the corporate world and you know, HR, and then spreading out to the individual?
Well, you know, ultimately the goal is to see the emergence of these conscious corporations where there is an awareness throughout the entire organization and the decision-making process, so that it's not such a short-term, you know, profitable, focus on profits decision process in from leadership down to management down to employees and proliferates through the whole organization. Where everybody is aware that they are connected, everybody is aware that they're one, everybody is aware that there is enough, and that there are these key spiritual laws in play that they need to respect beyond the corporate rules that exist.
That what a beautiful picture you paint with that. And then when that dwindles down to the individual, what kind of interaction would you like to see that create for them from the standpoint of what they would experience from their work day?
Yeah, you know, there is a whole bunch of things that you know, that I recommend in the book from creating more time and space on an individual basis, as well as spiritually based work practices. And so I have devoted a chapter to those things in the book. And basically, I'll give you an example. One of the big things that employees can do, or anybody who works for a business at all, is to keep the question, "How can I serve you?" at the tip of their mind. Because when you have that, you know, when you come to interactions with a question, you're actually a lot more productive instead of coming from with your own agenda and thinking about how you want to get your stuff down. Is how do you serve somebody else, and where are they coming from? And when you do that, it kind of heals the room. Even if the other people in the room are coming from the traditional ego instead of their essence, you find that you can actually get a lot more done. You can actually change the whole energy of a meeting just by holding that higher vibration yourself.
Oh, I love that. That's such a wonderful, again, concept of where everyone should be, and what a huge difference that would make, not only in their lives and the fulfillment, but in the lives of others too. So tell me, when and why did you start to write?
I've been writing my whole life. You know, I've written ever since I can remember, and poetry, short stories. But I started writing this book 8 years ago after this experience, and I kind of put it off for several years, and went out to go and study with some spiritual teachers, and did a lot of work in understanding the spiritual laws that exist and how they might be integrated into the business world. So I started to write, and then realized that I needed more understanding of how to do this integration. And so I learned myself basically how to meditate and how to understand what we are all about, and then took my learnings and basically put that all together, and have been working pretty diligently the last 2 years to finalize this. And I'm in the edit stage of this, and hopefully we'll have this published out in the next couple months.
Oh, that's fantastic. Fantastic. Well, I'm so thrilled that you're getting the message out in the world, and a book is such a great start to the programs and other things that will follow. So how do you define writing success when you're embarking on this book, and books can be a huge project? How what will make that successful for you?
You know, I've already found the success. You know, the reason I'm here today is because I won the contest with Christine Closer, or the prize of being on your radio show. And what happened in that program was she had this transformational author experience where there were 300-400 people that were involved twice a week, biweekly basis. She had teleseminars with some really great speakers. And it really helped motivate me to listen to other people who were writing and so forth. So success came when I actually, you know, started to see the culmination of this book, because anybody who's writing knows, you know, that the getting that initial structure down is tough, because, you know, what's the tone you want to take? What are the key messages you want to bring across, and how's it all going to flow? And I struggled with that for a couple of years, and it was like I finally came to the final structure and how I was going to approach everything through that transformational author contest. So I felt like that was a turning point where I actually felt very successful with it. But if the question is, how are you going to determine success in terms of book sales or what you want to do with this, then I would say, you know, basically, I will have succeeded in my endeavor when I finish this and have a source that I can, you know, work from with other people on a myriad of problems and solutions for corporations to move forward into this new evolution into a new consciousness.
Wow. Oh, that's just a wonderful aspiration. It's so inspiring. It really is. So if you were to share with us three most important personal tips in order to achieve that kind of fulfillment through writing, what would that be? What would you recommend to those that are listening?
The biggest thing for me was to be able to meditate and pause and find myself and find that stillness where the spirit can come through you and actually give you the ideas and thoughts that are put in a book. My belief is that as we stay connected and we keep that connection, the ideas flow through us. I heard another author say on another show last week that he channeled the book, and I kind of giggled because I think every book is kind of channeled. It's where do thoughts and ideas come from? We are just material beings with chemicals and energy and synapses, but where do the actual thoughts and ideas come from? My belief is that they come from that source energy. And so to quiet yourself and to find that meditation and to have that pause actually allows all of those, that creative energy, come through you. And that's where I found the inspiration for the book, and that's where all of the ideas came from this book. And honestly, they come when I'm the quietest and stillest, even when I'm driving the car and I have the radio off and I'm just kind of in a meditative state. Something will pop into my head, and I'll have to jot it down or put a voice memo on the phone so I can think about it more when I sit down to write. So I think that is the biggest advice I could give from my experience. And then for me personally, the biggest challenge of writing was I'm slightly kind of ADD, if you will. I'm very energetic, and for me to sit down for any period of time is not easy. And to find time to do that was tough. And for me, I actually had to get over the resistance of sitting myself down and actually and writing. But once I do that, I find that it just flows. So creating kind of a time and space for that, if it be appointment or just a goal, so I'm going to write, one paragraph a day or a chapter a week or something like that, really helped. So setting up some hurdles to do that. So between the meditation and creating some goals, which I actually worked with a life coach on, helped me write this book.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Mm-hmm. So you actually had someone coaching you and mentoring you through it as well. And I think that's real important.
Yeah, it wasn't a quote unquote book person, if you will. It was a life coach, and she would ask me every week, well, what did you do? How much did you get done? How much are you going to do next week? And sometimes that was tough, but that's what a coach is all about, is making sure you stick to your plan.
Yeah, that accountability factor can be so important, because in our busy lives, it's very easy to put things aside if they don't have a real deadline attached to them other than the one we've assigned ourselves.
You're absolutely right. And I'll tell you something else. Another little trick I did was I told a lot of people about this. When I finally knew that I was going to get this done, I told people about it. And then you know what they do? They ask me about it. And so I have, at least one or two people a week asking me, so how's the month coming? And it's like, oh, yeah. And if I hadn't done anything that day, it's like, I better go work on that. So it's an automatic motivator.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. That works really well. So tell me, when you look at the book and you look at this whole entire inspired place that you're in regarding the workplace, and if you were to take that to a more global type of experience, almost like a legacy that you'd like to leave, how would you like this to look?
I would love I'm actually working on a startup company outside of another company that I work for, and it brings conscious media to the mass market, and it's called Synergy TV. And basically, I found the founder through a friend. It was serendipitous, and basically, what I'd like to do is create another book that actually details what a conscious corporation looks like. I have one final chapter on that, and it's really going to be an introduction to the next book, which I will learn it and I will write it down. And basically what that writing will be about is how to create the whole conscious corporation and from the ground up if you were going to start a company, as well as the best practices that you could bring into a traditional corporation to transition it. So I would love the legacy to be to have almost a Bible-like guide for corporations of the future to refer to, that they can say, hey, you know, what can we do to, you know, not only reward our shareholders, but also we do philanthropically and for the good of humanity.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And for the good of employees, too, because, you know, what I'm hearing just, you know, resonates with me from the standpoint of how much stronger our future leaders would be if they had this kind of support.
Yeah, and you know, when I say humanity, I mean the customers, I mean employees, I mean management, I mean vendors. You talk about the human experience instead of the monetary experience with a corporation. A corporation has no soul without its people. So the idea is to you know, find those connected people and then have them come together and create an entity that, you know, not only has the goal of self-sustenance for each of the employees, but also to bring some good to all of us somehow beyond just making money for those who invest in it. And it could be as little as providing the best customer service on earth or the best product or service, or it could be bringing a treatment for cancer. So there are all there's a range of things that a company can do that is a higher good than just the bottom line.
Wow. Well, what you're doing is so completely inspirational, Mark, for others and those that will come in touch and whose lives will be touched by your program. I was wondering, what inspires you?
I love to help people and to see them happier. I realized many years ago that I had this work sickness that you mentioned in the introduction, which is basically I felt that I was overrun by my work. I felt, you know, obligated by my time. I had no time. I felt angry, resentful for having to work. And if I can bring that life-work balance to people, and if they can find that life-work balance themselves, they're going to have a whole lot more happiness in their lives, and they're going to be more productive employees. I mean, there's study after study that proves that. And so, you know, the more happiness I can bring to individual folks and to help them connect to their spirituality and to this whole spiritual evolution that we're upon, then that's kind of my mission.
Oh, and what a fantastic mission it is. Well, Mark, I am sure that this is just the tip of the iceberg of all the great information you have to share. Is there a website where our readers and listeners could tap into more of your wisdom and connect with you?
Oh, absolutely. I have the website, the Facebook, the Twitter, so I'll give you all of those. So, and they're all revolve around my name, because hopefully we'll have several books that follow this one. And the first one is the website, which is just HTTP markdouglaslangford.com. It's Mark, M-A-R-K, Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, Langford, L-A-N-G-F-O-R-D. And then the Facebook is, you just find me on Mark Douglas Langford. And Twitter, I tweet under the Corp Shaman. So it's the Corp Shaman, all one word. And also I'm on LinkedIn. So you can find me a number of different ways if you just put Mark Douglas Langford in.
Fantastic. And can you give your main website just one more time, Mark, so everyone
yes.
gets it?
And I should note that if you subscribe to that website, I do have a very short paper that explains the 8 must-know spiritual laws, which are, I think, fantastic to understand because they affect your life on a daily basis. And so if you subscribe to markdouglaslangford.com, you will get on your autoresponder a PDF that you can read about these 8 spiritual laws and see how they're affecting you in your corporate life right now.
Fantastic. Mark, thank you so much for being with us today. This has been so enlightening, and it's been so rich in the information that you've provided, and the spiritual context of it all is just, it brings a lot of hope and light to the world, and I look forward to everyone learning more about what you're spreading out there in the way of contribution.
Well, I appreciate that, Becky. Thank you so much for having me on the show, and look forward to interacting with you again in the future.
Thank you, Mark. And if anyone would like to learn more about Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, our publishing opportunities with our books, our magazines, our broadcast, and our communities, you can reach us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful day.